Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, because you need to be part of the conversation. You need to help us keep it flowing. You need to help us, if we miss something. Right? You want to be there with us. Seriously. No joke. You know, a lot of times you guys will tell me something that somebody says something and I miss it. I don't catch it, if you would. And, you know, and I, believe it or not, I appreciate it when you tell me I miss something. That way there I don't keep going on like a fool. You know? Right. I keep missing this. I got to get better at this. Because I'm terrible at it. All right? MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it, you know, easy. Not the easiest, but easy for us to be able to, you know, make some money online. Right? There's no, it's so hard to do through Facebook or Twitter or that kind of thing nowadays. So Mike has made it so, again, we can make some money at it. You can save some money. So if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And you got some great products there, right? Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of things that you use every day. Not made in China, you know, the country that hates your guts. And make sure that they're not putting, you know, COVID-19 in the rubber in the pillows. All right, I'm just joking. Some of you will run with that. Look what he says. You know, and the funny thing about it is, when we talk about the Chinese, the majority of us aren't talking about the Chinese people as much as we're talking about the government and what they're willing to do. Look what we find out. Right? You find out that the rogue balloon that some kids floated, it was really a spy balloon, right? You find out they've moved into Cuba, and they're spying us from Cuba, but you won't hear that from the government. And now we find out it could have been happening as far back as 1920. You know, 2019, 20. And you know what? I know what you're going to say. Trump was president. Yeah, he was. I agree with you. But you remember his general saying they hid stuff from him because they didn't trust him? Yet now we find out they're the ones, the generals, the military people, should be court-martialed for treason? For not giving the right, for letting that balloon fly all the way across the country before they said anything? Seriously? These guys are lunatics. No, actually, I take that back. They're not lunatics. They're evil. They're in it for the money. They're in it for the prestige. That's all. And that is so wrong on so many levels. Anyway, hey, new report released today by Stanford University Center for Research on Education Outcome. They call it Credo. It found that the typical student in Los Angeles charter schools gained more learning in a year than his or her district school peer amounts. And it amounts to about 50, and according to the article, it amounts to 50 more days of learning and reading, and additional, ready for this, 79 days of math. 50 more days of reading and 79 days of math. Let that sink in. Okay? Why can't the traditional public schools do that? Now, that's just L.A. alone. Now, Jeb Bush and other Republicans and conservatives pushed hard for the charter school movement years ago. I mean, when Jed was actually working and doing things, doing the right things, if you would. Okay? 31 states have private, public kind of partnerships that help tremendously. All 50 states have some kind of charter school program. In New York City, you know, we're always told how great New York is. Kids who go to the charter school, they get 75 more days, or I should say, they're ahead in reading by 75 days of their public school, traditional public school, because charter schools are considered public schools. They're open to everybody. But 75 days ahead of reading, 70 days ahead in math. In Illinois, they come up 40 days ahead of reading, 39 days ahead in math. Now, I want you to think about that. There's only 180 days in a school year. That's almost a half a year ahead. Tell me why. And then the teachers get to go on a strike and we have to pay them more, or we're perceived that we have to. This is ridiculous. Charter schools, if they fail, their permit gets pulled. They shut down, they close, they go away. Now, I know that to be truth because we've done it on my school board. We've pulled a charter. And we've threatened to pull a few others because we keep them accountable to what they say they want to do. Traditional public school, what do they get? More money. State gives them more money. Can't let them fail. Think about it. It is the organization of the government that forces you to send your child to fail if that school is failing. So why would the teachers union fight these things if... We'll be back in a minute. Sonny Schmidt joins us. Maybe she can straighten me out. Be right back.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. Let me just bring her on. I love having her on. She can go ahead and we can watch her throw up as I give the stats. Sonia Schmidt joins us as she does every week. Always adds a better approach at times to the stories and the issues that we deal with. How you doing, Sonia?
I'm good, but I already threw up because I was listening to what you said
about
schools.
You know, so to recap for those of you just joining us, really the bottom line with it is that kids in charter schools across the country do better than kids in traditional public education, even though charter schools are public education. Now, they do have a leeway to do things a little differently, to teach a little differently, to be a little bit more creative. And I was just saying to Sonia during the break, I said, look, why don't, instead of the teachers union attacking charter schools, why don't we look at what they're doing, because if it's really for the kids, let's go look at what they're doing, and let's implement those in the public schools. Now, in New York City, right, kids in charter schools are 75 days ahead in reading, 70 days ahead in math. In Illinois, they found the kids in charter schools were 40 days ahead in reading. And in Washington State, they're 39 days ahead in math. And they're trying to close these places. They truly are. And here in California, they're trying to do the same thing. And when it comes to accountability, it's almost impossible to fire a teacher in a public school setting, right, because of the unions and such. When a charter school starts to fail, and I've been part of that process of having to remove a charter school that was failing, they can be removed, they can be shut down. Try to do that with a traditional high school. It's almost impossible, right? So they're getting better results, lower cost per child. Well, I guess if you don't have all that money flowing, you can't be sending in the wrong direction, right? And just today, Sonia, the National Teachers Union endorsed Joey B. and Confused Harris, and it's just amazing, right? True Republicans, legislative people, should be screaming at the top of their lungs that we care about our kids, and here's a way we can fix it. In 2022, the Democrats spent over $25 million. I'm sorry, the unions spent over $25 million against Republicans. And that doesn't include the statewide lobbyists and those kind of things. Now, the NEA gives 98% of their donations to Democrats. When you hear graduation rates for school, I want you to think about something. We have kids graduating in major cities across this country. They graduate from high school, they can't read at grade level. Some of them can't read at all. And less than 30% of the kids that graduate New York City, in the public schools, are not only not college ready, they can't read. And the one that gets beaten up the most, the inner city kids, the black kids, the Hispanic kids. The kids that you hear Democrats say they care about the most, and Republicans don't care about you. Where am I off?
There's so much in what you just said, and I just threw up in my mouth again, and I don't understand why people don't get it. I don't understand on any level how you can continue to vote Democrat if you care about anything, particularly children.
Yep.
But the school situation is absolutely the worst. And when you say they are coming out against the charter schools, the they who you're talking about is Democrats. Now, you got to ask yourself why. What vested interest could they have in keeping kids illiterate? Yeah. And I have a Democrat girlfriend who's retired from school teaching. That's how long she's been doing it. Her mother was a principal before her. And both of them agreed, and this wasn't political in their opinion, but they're both Democrats, and they said, we are breeding illiterates.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, but who do they blame it on, though?
They blame everything on us. You know what?
Yeah.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Ask them who they blame it on. They know they're getting ready to get in a political conversation with me. Yep. So they're going to skirt out of that one real fast. But it's just simple. Both my kids graduated from charter schools. Now, I will say that it's not easy to get your kid in there.
Well, you know what that is? You know, people think it's the charter school picking and choosing. It's not. The reason here's the deal. They only get approved for so many kids. So your local charter school, like in our area, we have one school in particular that are only approved for like 475 kids. Now, right. You're talking about a school district. My district has 23,000 kids in it.
1,000 kids. Right. But they really did have criteria. It really was sort of affirmative action. And how I got my older daughter in is I was married at the time. At this time, I was married to a school teacher who was friends with the principal of the charter school we were getting. And we found out what they were looking for, which happened to be white kids. So we claimed that our daughter... Well, and he was Jewish, so we were half honest, okay? We weren't totally lying, but we said that she was white. They didn't look. So she got in that one, and then after her sister got in because siblings, you know, they do them on they score them, and that's how they get admitted. But siblings, that gives you automatic points, and her sister got in. So I was fortunate enough for that my kids, because I lived in the inner city. I lived in the hood. So my kids would have, and it was one of the only times to get my younger daughter in middle school, that one of the only times, I can't even think of the second time, that I used the race card. Because she did not get admitted to any, she didn't make it to the chartered middle school. So I went and talked to the principal. And I did pull the race card. I was like Sally Field and Forrest Gump without the extras. But I was like, are you gonna tell me you're not gonna let my poor little talented black kid? And she became the star of the school because it was a performing arts.
That's great.
It was a performing arts school, and at the time she was.
But see, you were willing to fight.
That
right? I mean. Here's the other thing. People always scream, well, the charter schools take the cream of the crop, and, you know. I said, no. If you watch the kids that they get, and you watch the parents are involved. When the charter
That's
schools,
the
parents
thing.
Are extremely involved.
That's the thing.
Right? And they're welcome. They're actually welcome.
I lived in the inner city. My kids went to school. One of them went to school in the valley, and I know that all of your reader or listeners don't know where that is. That's a good 45-minute drive. She had to get up early in the morning, get on a bus, which I was just heartbreaking. But, and then if she's, you know, I forgot my lunch, so now I've got to go.
We got to go to break.
45 minutes.
We got to pay the bill. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia and me right after the break. Or me and Sonia. I'm looking.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on, my co-host. Every Friday, Sonja Schmidt joins me as my co-host, and we're dealing with all kinds of issues of the day affecting all kinds of people. You know, it's just great. I don't know if you heard this, Sonja, but you heard about the minor dust-up between the Catholics and the Dodgers, I'm sure.
Right, and, minor dust-up.
You like that? So, disgusting. But there are, right now, there are people outside the stadium praying, Christians praying and protesting and all that out there. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think it's perfect. Exactly what you should be doing. And for those of you who want to tag myself and Sonja as haters, it would be totally different if it was just Gay Pride Month night, where, you know, they honor the gay community or whatever. You know, they wear the colors that they wear. But that's not what they're doing. I'll get back to the charter school thing in a second. What they're doing is they're making a mockery of Catholics. They're making a mockery of nuns. And here are women that give their lives up for others. They don't give their lives up for a sexual cause or a political cause. They take care of sick kids, sick people. They go to the far reaches of you know, countries where it's probably not the best to be. What are you guys doing other than flaunting your sexuality? Really? Go ahead. It's all yours.
They're not. It's not just that they're making a mockery. They're not just mocking nuns. They are doing a blasphemous, pornographic,
yes,
entertainment show using Christ, using nuns, using the Catholicism.
Yep.
And we've said it before. I'll say it again. They wouldn't dare do this if Christians weren't so kind. They won't do this to other religions that will take their heads off.
They would never. They would never make a mockery of Muhammad. No. A bunch of cowards.
No, they will not do that. So it's more than just making a mockery. And you know what? I don't understand why we don't go out and sing and drown out in prayer and song a lot of these things.
Well,
even our
task
schools.
For you.
I know, if I could only sing. But, yeah, I think that...
The Bible says make a joyous noise. It doesn't say make a good
sound.
That's
right. It doesn't say in harmony. You have to be able
to... go.
If you're not tone deaf, forget about it. If you're tone deaf. But I think that that's a wonderful idea. I hope Dodgers... It doesn't matter now. I think everybody just needs to ban the Dodgers, period. Ain't no going back.
You've got to hurt them financially. Got to hurt them
financially. For a while. Just like Budweiser and some of them in Target. I was reading some of the comments from people about Target in other parts of the country, and they said their Targets have been ghost towns for years since they did the whole bathroom thing. So it has to stick. It can't. We just can't have an attitude for a look. Listen, we're like abused, you know, people in relationships. If you turn around too soon and go, okay, once they go, I'm sorry, you're going to get smacked right in the mouth again.
Yep.
And you have nobody else to blame but yourself. They're going to keep on doing this. Now, I feel for them. I know that they're being rated on this diversity chart. Sorry. Get over it. Tell these people no.
You know, they get mad when you use the terms, you know, the rising tide raises all boats, you know, that kind of thing. They hate that comment. But the reality is when you really look at the schools, and we were talking about charter schools earlier, that's a true statement. It does work that way. I started to tell you, but we had to go to break, is, you know, it's funny how they talk, they constantly talk about how charter schools don't do this, they don't do that, and they put it out there, and the people who are not informed fall for it. But charter schools actually, when you look across the country, they enroll and educate more diverse and academically challenged students than local traditional public schools. Now, think about that.
Yep.
Academically challenged, diverse kids, we're talking what? Black, Hispanic, obviously white kids too, Asian kids, the whole gambit of kids. You can't necessarily always say that about traditional high school or traditional schools.
No, you know? Because public schools, basically, they're coming from the kids that are going to the schools are coming from that neighborhood. So whatever it is that neighborhood is, that's what those kids will be. But I have to tell you, my kids learned more about sensitivity because they were in school with so many different types of children, not just academically challenged, but physically challenged and, you know, children who were very different in very many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even understand what you're saying, that people are coming out against charter schools. So that's the lie. Okay, so it is more diverse than they're saying. What else could they possibly say?
Well, the teachers' union comes out, and what they always say is the kids don't get as good an education.
Well, boom, you just dispelled that one.
Well, apparently truth doesn't matter to them. It hasn't for decades.
Think
about it. So across the country... I'm looking at this is Stanford University. This isn't Joe's right-wing commentary, right?
Right.
They said 36% of charter schools have stronger annual gains than their local traditional public school. For those of you people who don't quite get that, what that means is that they're continually moving forward. Their kids are continually doing better than the traditional public schools. Now, contrast that with the fact that over the last 5 years, public schools have taken a nosedive. Now, they've shrunk down to 70%, 17 in reading and in an average, and 25% in math. Think about that.
Now, you said something before, I don't know if you said it before the commercial break or not, about parent involvement. I see that as a big difference. I didn't really have the public school experience with my children. When I was young, my parents were very involved in school, but that's how parents were in those days. I betcha public schools nowadays just don't have parents who are showing up for, open houses and
but I gotta
you
say,
know, they're
they
just not as involved.
They don't make it easy. And I'm in the public school system, and I know plenty of teachers who love the kids, love the parents, would love to see them there. But they don't make it warm and inviting. They don't make it so, hey, come on down. I would love to have a volunteer. You know, me, Mr. Teacher, would love to have a volunteer. Why don't you come down and spend the afternoon in your kid's class and help me with the other kids? That'd be great. We'll all enjoy each other. That doesn't happen as much as it should. In the charter schools, those parents are involved. They're expected to be there. They're expected to help out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do, but I also think that they know that that's a part of parenting. They would not think of being involved in their kids' school. So I think there's a real difference with public school parents. I think they think that this is the government's job, and they drop their kids off. They get, or their kids get there the best way they can. And I don't want to say this about all public school. It's certainly not where the secret place we live.
In our district, the kids are well taken care of, well thought
through. Right.
But our unions have the same mindset. You know, you can't have charter schools. You can't this. You can't that.
It's crazy.
It's nuts if it's truly for the kids. So what you're telling me is every child on the face of the planet, or at least on the face of here in this country, they all learn exactly the same way. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's what Democrats are saying, because they really, really need kids to be stupid. And I've wondered.
I like
for
to use
years,
the word ignorant. I think that's right.
I'll go with stupid.
Okay.
My mother used to say butt stupo, and I'm like, what does that even mean? But I like it. So I think that I wondered for years, why on earth would anybody want to dumb down people, children, students?
You know why now?
Now I see why. It's really important for people not to understand, because if you don't have critical thinking, if you don't have logic, then you're left to your feelings and your emotions. And how else will you lie down in the middle of the street and fight global warming, or leave school and march for your teachers to get higher pay to teach you less? You have to be operating out of your emotions and out of grave ignorance. And you have to have parents who will allow that to happen. I can't imagine allowing my kid to roam the streets crying about, you know, global warming. It's like, read a book. Catch up with what's really going on. Yeah, I wrote a book about global warming. By the time I finished researching it and put it out there, I was like, everybody's going to know the facts. And I can't believe that we're looking at this again now. And they, trust me, they will not allow my book in a public school system, the libraries. No.
Yep. No. Not gonna. You're right. Not gonna happen. Yeah.
No. You can't have the other side of any argument, and they cannot allow children to be smart. And they really what another fact that you brought up is that this hits the lower socioeconomic groups.
We gotta go.
You can harder.
Gotta hit the break. Gotta hit. Go to a break. Gotta get some money. Joe Senior, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Sonia. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host, always a pleasure to have you. 855-855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation because, really, you want to be informed when you go out there and you take these people on because they sound so authoritative. They sound like they're so informed on these issues. Like AOC, right? She sounds like a brain surgeon. I wouldn't let her anywhere near the hospital. Sonja Schmidt joins me as my co-host, like she does every Friday. Yeah, Sonja, and he does it when she speaks, when she's not screeching, when she's speaking at an event, doesn't she sound so sure of herself, so knowledgeable?
Well,
so
yeah, there's no lack of arrogance that the left has.
Is that the word you want to use? I'm in agreement.
But arrogance and ignorance is a that's a combination you don't really want to have. But the left absolutely has owned those two things, and they operate at the same time, which is spooky. I mean, anybody who's had a conversation with their college-age children or relatives, they have the sound bites down. They sound, if you didn't know better, you would believe what they're talking about. Watch the news, the mainstream media, the news. They really, they're so convinced that what they're saying is right. I honestly don't think that they know they're lying. They don't. They really
don't. No, I tend to agree with you. And people say I'm wrong, but I tend to agree with you.
No, they believe what they're saying. They believe they're smarter than everybody in the room. That's one of the reasons I know when I was in Hollywood, I could really see that they really thought they were doing the best thing by the American people. We were too stupid to figure it out. They were the smart ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it's don't engage. I mean, unless you have to, unless you, you know, I don't even engage in my, I have a nephew who writes for a big liberal, big lefty publication. And he wrote about black conservatives one day. And
oh, come on. Did you call him and let him have it?
Here's the thing. Listen, I don't need for them to know anything. I don't even need to be close to them. I have learned not to be. But here's the thing. I was going to comment. Don't you know that he had the comment section locked? Because I will tell you, I didn't have to respond. A lot of other people did and showed him the error of his ways, which was wonderful. It didn't have to come from Auntie Sonia, who he already knew was a conservative. It came from the rest of the world. He thought he was preaching to the choir, and what he got in response was some kickback, and it was wonderful.
Didn't give him a warm fuzzy, did it?
Not at all. He had to go to a safe place afterward. You know, I mean, somebody like AOC, we would be appalled at somebody that ignorant in our party who is
part of what happened with people like AOC and you and I is you would, let's be honest about it, you would hear somebody like her, right? You've been walking in the mall, she's sitting there talking to her girlfriends, and you and I would giggle and go, oh, sure, she's going to have a hard time later on in life. Wow, what a rock she is, right? But that didn't happen that way. The Dems let them in, and now they're taking over.
That's right. Any loudmouth woman who's hateful and, you know, they and my goodness, she's a minority to boot. You know, that's pretty much the requirement. So, yeah, they're either going to have a rotten life or they're going to be a Democrat and become a leader and possibly president.
And they went with her. Notice, if you don't agree with her, it's not that you are racist. It's because you want her and can't have her.
Oh, she's that hot, huh?
Yeah, you are. I read this thing. I thought it was hilarious, and there was a boatload of comments on it. And it was, and it went down that road. It went, wow. You know, you're intimidated by a hot, sexy, smart woman.
Oh my gosh, have they looked at conservative women lately?
Oh, did I play that one? Insane. Did I play that one for you last week when that girl was complaining?
Yeah, don't bring that up again. I just got over that. Okay, you can bring it up.
No, nobody. The bottom line, again, true bewilderment on her face. I don't understand. I mean, wouldn't you love to redo some of those? Like, I don't understand how it is we've been demasculating them since the 70s. We've been telling them to get in touch with their feminine side. We've been telling them how their masculine toxicity is hurting us. I do not understand why liberal men won't step up and be men.
Right. You know, so this article that Joe throws back into my face again that it took me a week to get over was a liberal woman who claims that there's nobody left to date except for conservative men because she actually liked it because they were chivalrous, they were masculine, they opened the doors and paid for dates. And this woman is complaining after the left has systemically, I'm sure is the word they'd love to use,
yes,
ruined men and made them soy boys, and now they've kicked them to the curb. And I love your analogy about the leftist woman who wanted to turn her cat into a vegan. Even though the vet said, you're killing this cat, she did it anyway, and the cat died. That is exactly what the left has done to men.
You're making me cry. I'm laughing so hard over here.
It's terrible. But the problem I have with it is I want to choke conservative men because I'm pretty sure they're going to go out with those crazy nuts.
They do. They really do. Will. I mean, I've met some of these guys. I go, but she was like that when you met her. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to change her? I mean, seriously.
We know some people out here who are conservative men who married liberal women, and they just keep their mouth shut. Just keep their head down.
Well, I won't mention too much about it, but there is a couple I know, and she's, in my mind, a lunatic. Okay, really has drank the left-leaning, progressive, socialist, everything you say is right, Kool-Aid, and he just looks constantly beat down. When he's with her or he's, you know, doing something, he just looks like that guy, like, yes, okay. Eeyore, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Right? You kind of feel bad for him, and I'm going, oh, no.
You picked
you
that.
Knew. Mm-hmm. You went willingly.
Yep. So,
yeah.
But they tell men that they're toxic if they don't succumb to this screeching, banshee leftist women. So they're confused. The left has ruined everything they come in contact with, and they've certainly started with the relationships, the war on the battle of the sexes in the early 70s. They've been changing little boys into, you know, telling them that there's something wrong with them since the 70s, pushing dolls on them, pushing everything that they could, anything that's natural, anything that's got ordered by God, the left tries to change. And look at the result. Look at where we are right now.
Yeah. You know what's really funny is that, you know I have two boys and two girls for kids. And I can tell you that none of them gravitated towards anything in particular. You know, and you know the old joke, when my youngest son got his hold on a Barbie doll, it usually was in pieces before he was done.
Right.
You know, the head was somewhere in the room and the whole nine yards, right? They're going to play with what they're going to play with. They're going to play with what they're comfortable with. It doesn't mean they're girls or boys if they're playing with the opposite thing. You know, my youngest daughter loved trucks. She loved playing in the mud. She loved playing G.I. Joe. Should we have give her hormone blockers at five?
But to force them to play with things. Right. I mean, if you were a parent nowadays, you would probably try to find out how she was feeling about the body that she was in and gear her in that direction. But honestly, I think that's more for the parents than the child.
I agree.
They get
the
attention from it. Yep.
There was a story I did last night in the last hour just to have some fun, try to be lighthearted, and I got some really funky emails over it. Millennials. I said, here, a millennial wrote this piece, and if you read all the comments under it, you'd be shocked. And it said, the piece had to do with what boomers did to their kids. Basically, that was atrocious. And one of the things in there was sending your kids to the supermarket with a list. Piece of paper. I mean, like, worried about somebody going to snatch them on the way or something. And then, but one of the ones to your point was buying them or giving them gender-specific toys.
Wow.
Allowing them to drink out of a hose. I mean, I went through the mall. I was rolling around laughing, thinking, this little millennial turd is making fun of us, but we're not susceptible to all these diseases because we played in the dirt. We weren't dipped in Purell.
Yeah. You know, we're emotionally more healthy. We're happier. And I have to say conservatives, just not even just like people raised in our time group, but I have to say that conservatives, and that's statistically proven as well, just happier people. Christians,
that's true. Yep.
Conservatives, more generous, happier. We don't have to, we're not control freaks. You want to do your thing, do it. Just don't bother me with it. And don't mess with our, what they found out is don't mess with our kids. Now, we don't know exactly how to fight it. And that's when, you know, going back to your public school story, if you see that crap going on at that school, be there. You don't need an invitation. You don't need
show
it to
up.
Be
You'll make them very uncomfortable. All right. We're at the top of the hour, so you'll be back with us the next hour, and we've got even more crazy stories to work and deal on. All right, Sonia, go, grab a sandwich. Come on back.
Okay.
Be back
in
a few minutes.
Or bring her home.